Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm broadcasting live from Vicksburg Chamber of Commerce, where I'm delivering a keynote speech a little bit later in the week, still celebrating our 11th anniversary. This is our 11th anniversary week. Trying not to be too obnoxious about our celebration, but you know, folks, you know what I always say, if you're a small business owner and you have any kind of a milestone at all, you got to celebrate it, because that's another milestone you survived. And somebody who I think I know just a little bit about that is my new friend, Brother Blackburn. He's the president of Blackburn Motor Company in the Vicksburg area. He's a brand new car auto dealer, and we're going to even talk about that a little bit. He's also, and this is something I'm very proud of him about, he's the incoming president of the Vicksburg Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. And that means, that title means he's a volunteer for the local chamber. And he's, as I say, he's my new friend. He's sitting right across from me. Brother Blackburn, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to Vicksburg.
Thank you
for coming here and broadcasting here.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for inviting me. I appreciate you guys hosting me down here. I hope you can tell I like doing this and getting to meet you guys and all the folks here in Vicksburg, and working with chambers is the best thing. And you and I are going to talk some more about chambers in a minute. We're going to get Christy Kilroy, who's the local director of the chamber. We're going to get her on with us, and we're going to talk about chambers a little later in our visit. But for right now, talk to us a little bit about your business, about the automobile business.
Well, as everyone knows, it's kind of tough right now.
Consumer
credit business.
Not only the industry, but consumer credit's tough right now.
That's exactly right. We've taken a double whammy. We got hit with the gas prices going to $4 a gallon, and that kind of changed our inventory.
Right.
And then, of course, the credit crunch comes on.
Actually, a triple whammy.
That's
right. You add it all up, and now the credit crisis, the stock market collapse, all the negative press that the big three are getting right now. And that's part of your franchises are as a Chrysler dealer.
Yes, I'm a Chrysler Jeep Dodge dealer as well as a Nissan dealer.
Right.
So I've seen both sides of it.
Right.
I know both sides
mm-hmm.
of it. As a matter of fact, we started our business, my father did, in 1936.
Isn't that great? What a great
story. So we've been around a long time, and I've been in it since 1976. And I did go through back in the early 80s when Mr. Iacocca had to come in, and they went and got a loan guarantee from the bank, from the government.
And that was pretty unprecedented in those days, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and there were a lot of folks that there was a lot of debate as to whether that was a good thing or a bad thing.
Right.
However, I'll be quick to point out to you that Chrysler did pay that loan back with interest.
Early.
Mm-hmm. And paid them back early. So it was a good investment by the government.
In those days, it was but that was kind of a unique thing. And I have to be honest, in the interest of full disclosure, and I think you may have even heard my comments in the last hour.
Yes,
I've been. What I'm concerned about with this bailout thing is that the money that's going to be given is only going to give them more cash for the future, the manufacturers, more cash to last a little bit longer, but won't actually change any of the things that are broken.
Yeah.
And what do you? And I know it's hard for you because
I've got a huge.
You got a huge stake because one of the, you know, I talked earlier about some pain. The dealers are going to be where the pain's going to be felt to a large degree, isn't it?
That's exactly right. It just comes down like dominoes.
Yeah.
And it will filter down to here, and we are huge. Impact on this community.
Yes. How many employees you got all together?
I've got 40 employees.
Yes.
So it affects a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the infusion of capital to the domestic manufacturers, first of all, I think the domestic manufacturers have taken somewhat of a bum rap.
Yeah.
They're getting a little bit too much negative press.
Right.
The quality gap is really not. It's very close right now.
I mentioned earlier. I bought a GM. I've never owned a new GM car, and I went around to all the dealers. I've owned Japanese cars, German cars, Fords, you know, Chryslers, et cetera, and I chose a GM car for the first time, and I think it's one of the best automobiles I've ever owned.
Absolutely.
And I've been driving it. I mean, I've, I've,
I put it through. I take a car through its paces, and this car is well made.
Exactly, exactly. And we can wax philosophically. Philosophically, I'm on your side.
Right.
I hate to see the government have to come in.
Right.
But we're in unprecedented times right now,
mm-hmm.
and I think this infusion of capital is necessary and needed for the domestic automobile industry right now.
What should the government require of the big three to make sure that this is an investment and not just a handout?
Well, that's a real good question.
Not only the big three, but also the unions.
We could take a lot of time talking
right.
about what I think that they should restrictions they should put on it. But right now, it's that dire circumstance
right.
where they just got to have capital to keep going. What is going to keep this thing going, though, is the consumer.
Right.
Get the credit. That's right. Mm. This is a Band-Aid
mm-hmm.
right here. There's no question in my mind about it. This is a Band-Aid. The consumers have got to buy from us.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll order the cars.
Otherwise,
it's got to start from down at the consumer
yeah.
level. I'm not so sure that the government shouldn't come in and say, let's get some money to the consumers in
mm-hmm.
the form of a rebate
right.
to use to purchase a car
sales cures a lot of
exactly that could purchase
mm-hmm.
a car that is built in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's from the bottom up. That's
right.
getting the money down to the people
right.
who really need it right
mm-hmm.
now. We've got a lot of people that are right now what we call upside down
mm-hmm.
in their cars right,
right
now, and so in order to help in that regard, they could get some money back down to
right.
those consumers
right.
where they can have an opportunity to have some down payment.
So basically, you know, as you say, philosophically, you understand how people can be pushing back on this.
Absolutely.
But you're right there where the rubber meets the road.
That's
at the muzzle blast of all this, and you're seeing it where the pain's going to be felt.
Exactly.
And I can certainly understand that. How the consumer credit availability, though, I like your idea about that because that creates revenue, that creates sales, and an old mentor of mine once said, "Sales cures all ills."
Absolutely,
in the marketplace, it does.
That's what we need to have happen.
Yeah.
is just get that traffic coming again.
Right, right. Well, brother, you want to give us the website? Your company.
Yes, www.blackburnmotor.com.
BlackburnMotor.com, and you can check out the website. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your role with the Chamber of Commerce.
Wonderful.
And we're going to get Christy Kilroy in here. She's the executive director of the Vicksburg Chamber, and she and Brother Blackburn and I are going to talk about what it's like to be part of a chamber and what this chamber's got going on. It's 20 after the hour with Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live. Vicksburg Chamber of Commerce.
New York's fine, but it ain't.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, having more fun than the law allows here in Vicksburg, Mississippi. I always have fun when I hang out with chamber members. Folks, if you're not part of your chamber, you're missing a lot of fun. These are crazy people. They like to have fun, and they're excited about the communities. They're excited about what they do. And I'm sitting here with a couple of wild and crazy folks. Brother Blackburn, I mean, you know a guy with a name like Brother. He's got to be a lot of fun. And also Christy Kilroy, who you met last hour. Christy is Vicksburg's Chamber of Commerce Executive Director and my benefactor here, my host here. And Brother is the president of Blackburn Motor Company, which is a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Nissan dealer, and also president-elect, incoming president of the Board of Directors of the Chamber of Commerce. Christy, welcome back.
Thank you.
And Brother, thanks for staying with us.
Thank you, Jim.
My audience can't wait to find out how you got that name. Were you named Brother?
Actually, that is not my real name. My real name is James. Now everybody in Vicksburg knows what my real name
That's
is.
Right. And the world, actually.
That's right. But I'm a junior. My father had five sisters and no brothers. I have two sisters and no brothers.
Oh,
my
no.
brother was a natural.
Exactly. I like it. No, I think that's great. So I'm glad that we got that cleared up now.
Right.
I want to talk about the chamber in just a second. But Brother, you and I were talking about company automobile issues. And I want to say something that I think is important. A lot of people talk about, you know, if they go into bankruptcy, car manufacturers go into bankruptcy, people won't buy their cars. I think that's wrong, because I would buy a car from a company that was in bankruptcy because I understand what bankruptcy means. If I already own a car from a company that goes into bankruptcy, then there may be an issue with the warranty there. But when the company goes into bankruptcy, that's a new company after that, after they go into restructure. So the warranties that they do after that, they have to stand behind.
The big distinction, I think, the education that needs to happen is that people would need to realize that bankruptcy doesn't mean liquidation.
That's exactly
that means
right.
Reorganization.
Right. And we're not going to let
and
that
if
happen.
If that happens, then thank you for answering that question for me, because I asked that question to people.
I've flown on at least four airlines in the last 4-5 years that were in bankruptcy when I flew on them. You think my life isn't more important than my warranties?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I know, I understand what bankruptcy means. It is not a cessation of business. Is not now. If a little company goes into Chapter 11, they might not come out, and they might go into Chapter 7 and have to liquidate. We're not going to let that happen to the big three. They might go into bankruptcy, and I hope they avoid that. But regardless, that should not be a concern for people buying an automobile.
For the consumer.
That's exactly right.
It's really a protection.
That's exactly right. Understand what it means, folks, before you worry about that. And I hope if that should happen, I hope the other car dealers won't take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
That would be the right thing to do. All right, let's talk about the Chamber of Commerce. Now, you got your incoming boss here, Christy.
I do.
He's going to be coming in as the, you know, what Chamber, a lot of people don't realize, you know, I've had people, whenever I talk to people about being a member of a chamber, they say, well, what's the chamber ever done for me lately? I say, you know what, you're looking, you are the chamber.
Our members are us.
It's a nonprofit organization that's manned and staffed, other than your local office folks and the project managers, is staffed basically and operated by the volunteers.
Absolutely. Members. And you know, we have a very small staff here. We accomplish amazing things because of people like Brother, because
right.
of people like our other board members and our volunteers
right.
and our ambassadors. And, you know, we do a lot of networking events and so forth that are very visible, but I can tell you that this chamber is focusing on becoming the voice of the business
mm-hmm.
and getting involved with legislation, state, federal, even local legislation that affects our businesses.
As an advocate for businesses.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you need to support that in your community. You need to have a voice, and these are the people that can have a voice for you.
Bill, talk to us about why your company is a member of the chamber.
Well, we've always been a member of the chamber. We just feel like it's the most important organization that we have here in Vicksburg to be part of. And let me say this, Jim. I tell you, as you know, I've got more on my plate than I right now than I need to take on as far as president of the chamber. But I have a lot of confidence in what Christy and her staff are doing right now, and that gave me the confidence
right.
to be able to think I could take that on.
Well, being the president of the chamber, coming in as a volunteer, that's like it's not a full-time job, but it's more than a part-time job, isn't it?
That's exactly
and
right.
And also, you got to have good people behind you in your business to be able to take on something.
And I
like
am
this.
Fortunate in that way. I've got my son
right.
and several, a lot of good managers and good people working for me.
Who can help you with that.
Long time.
Well, talk to us about, I got about a minute left, talk to us about the future of the Vicksburg Chamber. What are your plans for your first year?
Well, the first thing I want to do is see if I can get every business in this town to be a member of the chamber.
Yeah.
That's where they'll...
$225 bucks or so for a basic membership. I mean, that's the best investment.
Best investment.
Tell people it's the best investment I make every year.
Absolutely.
In my chamber.
So if we can get broad participation by all the companies in Vicksburg, then we can make an impact then.
Christy, I think this man can do it. What do you think?
I'm counting on it.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely counting on it.
Well, give us the website again.
www.vicksburgchamber.org.
Chamber.org. And give us your website again.
www.blackburnmotor.com.
Motor. Would your dad have ever thought about having a website?
Never.
As a matter of fact, he didn't like computers. Thanks, brother, for being here. Thank you for your volunteering, for your support of the Chamber of Commerce. And Chrissy, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
And I'll talk to you later. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm going to be right back with Mayo Quint, who's with AT&T, one of the sponsors of this event today, this Business Expo. We're going to talk to him about the telephone company, the telephone business. And then we got some folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.